Rob, I imagine it must have been rather an awkward 24 hours, one way or another. What's happened to you in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. You could say that. I'm training as usual yesterday. I went down to watch Reading against Bournemouth last night because we've got them quite early on in the season. I think it's the second game, Reading. And then found out on the way home around 11 o'clock that Ken and Joe had left. So I spoke to Kev Thirlwell this morning, explained the situation that I'd be taking the game, and asked for Scott to come and assist. And so I got into the training ground nice and early, met Walter. He came in, he was around half 10, so he had a look around the facilities, and I got to have a chat with him. We sat down, went through a few things. He knows the players quite well already. He's been doing his research. We had a chat about the game, about the players, and we came up with a bit of a plan because of some of the substitutions and how do we want the game to go, really. I mean, look, we going into the game, we had four fit senior defenders. So the plan was always to then to bring Dan off at half-time and try and look after him going into the Rotherham game. I thought that made sense. So, it has been a bit of a whirlwind. And then we had the game itself, which was, I thought, in the end, obviously a disappointing result. I thought there was some highlights. I thought first half was quite tight and a good game. Second period, we obviously made some changes. We made some force changes as well. And then the game swung in their favour. So obviously to lose the game 4-0 is bitterly disappointing. No one wants to do that. I've got to look on the bright side as well, try and look at some positives. I thought there was a few. I thought the young boy Niall Ennis up front was very good, and there was still some good performances, and it's another 90 minutes under some of the lads' belts as well going into the game, and obviously now a chance for the new manager to see the players live.
It's quite interesting. I mean, just obviously you've had a conversation with him for a short time this morning, that you say he obviously knows a bit about the players, and I say that because as far as most of us are concerned, he's dropped out of the sky and turned up here, a fellow whose name we all know, but we wouldn't have guessed in a million years he got a connection with Wolves.
Yeah, that's right. I think he's however long it's gone for, if there's been a day or two, whatever, but he's been able to familiarise himself with the players quite quickly, watch a couple of the previous games, and obviously been able to build his own thoughts and opinions on the players so far, and obviously I was there today to try and give him a little bit of my info as well, and obviously my thoughts on the players, because I know them obviously better than he does at the moment.
How are the players? Because they've obviously had it's an exciting time and an unsettling time. I think everybody can appreciate that, like a change in any business or anything else in the life. From just speaking to them today, how are they doing?
Coming in this afternoon, I'm sure there's a lot of questions going on in their heads as well. This period now has probably been quite unsettling for everyone. There's been a lot of question marks, and then the players probably start thinking, I put myself in their mind, their heads and their shoes, and I think, well, if all of a sudden now there could be a bit more money, is my place at stake? And there's all sorts of things going through their heads. Of course, you want to look after yourself in the end as well. It's the team game, but you want to look after yourself as well. So, but they understand us. They've been around long enough to know, even though they're younger players, some of them, they've been around long enough to know that managers do move on, and new managers come in, and obviously that's the case now in the last 24 hours, and they're professional. There was no real... there was no time to really talk about too much stuff today. We had to prepare for the game. So, that was the first thing I'd said to them. Look, I'm sure there's a lot of questions, but at the moment we're professional, we've got to move on, and we've got the game to prepare for.
Do you have any indication as to what's going to happen now? Obviously the new manager is immediately going to be around next week. The start of the season is coming next week. The new owners are just settling in. Do you know what's going to happen?
We're not 100% sure. We hope to be involved and try and support the new manager in every way we can. But if I'm being completely honest with you right now, I don't know for 100%. I can't tell you 100% that I'm going to be here going forward, and I can't speak for any of the staff. All I can say is we hope so, and we want to work with the new manager and give him all the support that we can.